We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our new Seeking Change series now. In May of 2010, Pastor Bill Freeman asked the Holland City Council to pass a gay rights ordinance. The city's Human Relations Commission considered the question and recommended unanimously that the city council add the words sexual orientation and gender identity to the city's anti-discrimination ordinances. But the city council voted 5-4 in June against doing so. Pastor Freeman is trying to keep the issue alive. He's attended every regular city council meeting since June to ask that the no voters change their minds. Pastor Freeman joins me now. Pastor, is your attempt to get a gay rights ordinance on the books in Holland part of your religious walk, or is it something else?
Well, I think you're right. I think this is part of my religious walk. This is important to me. I care about justice. I felt called to the ministry on my birthday in 2001. My birthday is 9/11. After watching the tragic events of that day, I said to myself that I do want to become a minister to one day speak and work for justice in the world.
Why are you focusing on gay rights?
Well, I think that's the one area in Holland where people aren't protected. I mean, a person of color is protected, women are protected, people with a disability are protected in housing and education and employment, but people who happen to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender can be discriminated against, can be turned down for a job, can be fired from a job, can be turned down for an apartment. And to me, that's unequal, unjust, unfair treatment.
Now, some religions condemn homosexuality. Have you gotten any backlash from other folks in the religious community?
Well, yeah. There are people who come up to me after city council meetings and say, "You're a pastor? You should read this scripture. You should read that scripture." And I always say, you should read, you know, where Jesus says, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." Jesus says, "Love everyone." You know, we talk about how Jesus didn't say one word in the Gospels about homosexuality, but I'm not sure if that's true. When Jesus said, "Love your neighbor," he wasn't saying love your neighbor except if they're gay. When he said love everyone, he wasn't saying love everyone except the ones that are gay. I think Jesus did speak to this issue, did speak about homosexuality, and said love everyone, treat everyone as you would want to be treated.
Two groups, Holland Is Ready and Until Love Is Equal, haven't really come out in support of your Occupy Holland City Hall movement. It sounds like you're the rebel here. Does it feel like you're on your own?
Yes and no. I mean, Holland Is Ready and Until Love Is Equal are doing different things, and I support what they're doing. Until Love Is Equal is raising awareness inside and outside of the city of Holland about this issue. Holland Is Ready is raising awareness within the city of Holland about this issue. But I have support from others. If I were to occupy City Hall again or try to, there are at least a half a dozen other people who say they'll do it with me next time, if I do it.
Now, I think I heard you correctly. You said that you became a pastor in 2001?
I started on the path to pastoring in 2001. It took 3 years at Western Theological Seminary here in Holland.
So this is a fairly recent thing for you.
Yes.
What did you do before then, and why did you decide to become a pastor?
Well, I was a member of the media. I was a TV reporter in Grand Rapids and a talk show host on a radio station in Grand Rapids, and I published a little magazine in Grand Rapids, and have always thought since I was maybe 7 years old that I should become a minister, but always thought, oh, come on, God, you can do better than me. But then 9/11 happened, and I thought, well, okay, I'm gonna try to do this. And if I do this, I'm going to speak out for justice.
And so I'm wondering, have you been thinking about speaking out for justice and maybe gay rights and sexual orientation and gender identity for a long, long time?
Yeah, I did that as a talk show host and a magazine editor. I as far back as middle school or junior high, I remember riding on a school bus with my classmates, and we came upon a store, a grocery store, and in front of the grocery store, there was a sign that said something like, Homo milk, 99 cents or whatever it was. And people on, the students on the bus were saying to other students, oh, you drink Homo milk, you're a homo. And I thought, who are these people? How am I in with a bunch of these kind of intolerant, even though I probably didn't know that word at the time, people? And so this has never been an issue for me. In the same way, I think that a lot of young people today, this isn't an issue for them. They have gay friends, they have lesbian friends. It's not a big deal for young people today. Older people seem to be hung up on it, but that was because people, especially ministers, preached these hateful passages of the Bible without putting them in context. I mean, the Bible talks about how we should own slaves too, but nobody preaches that anymore. At least I hope they don't.
How far are you willing to go for this? You've gotten arrested. You've spent a lot of time on this, presumably. When are you going to draw the line?
When people in Holland, all people, have equal rights, whether they're straight or whether they're gay.
How long do you think that's going to be?
That's a good question. I'm hoping that this year, 2012, the year that the world is supposed to come to an end, that at the very least, discrimination in Holland will come to an end.
It sounds like you're just trying to convince yourself.
I may be projecting. You're right.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.